Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A team in the Buffalo Bills who have been a leader in the AFC. I'll say one of the top two or three teams in the AFC for a long. You think it's fair, Luke? I mean, I think when you look at the AFC over the last handful of years, Lamar Jackson has been tremendous in the regular season. But to me, it seems like I've watched more playoff games where it was Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. When it comes to playoffs, it seems it was more. I know last year the AFC Championship with Lamar was different, but it seems like over the last 8-9 years, it seems like, maybe not even that long, 6 years, it's been those guys.
For sure. Since Brady and the Patriots, no one's dominated their divisions more than the Bills in the East and the Chiefs out West, unfortunately for the rest of the AFC. But yeah, I think those are the top two, and then obviously the Ravens, Bengals mixed in as well. It's a consistency. Yeah, I think the Bills are right there with the Chiefs.
Well, and the Bills made a huge change mid-year last year, took a big-time gamble, and it ended up paying off. And so I asked the question, with this game being a monster game for the Texans, and I think it's a measuring stick game for D'Amico Ryans and this football team, I think we'll know more about legitimately where they stand in the AFC after this week. But that's the headliner is Texans Bills, no doubt about it. But I think when you what do you call the act right before the headliner comes on? We're going to tee you up. I can't remember what the hell
like
that
the
is.
The opening act?
I wouldn't call it an opening act. I want it to be a little bit more important than the opening act. But you get the point.
Yeah,
The guy right before the headliner comes on, man. The guy that the next superstar, you know, musician is going to go right before George Strait hits the stage. But the point is you're not talking about Texans Bills if you're not talking about Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. And really, you know, I think Josh gets slid in there because he was the quarterback. But to me, this is more about Stephon Diggs. And I think I asked the question, what's on the line for Stephon Diggs on Sunday? And as I paint the picture, you know, I look back in 2022, the Cincinnati loss, he's standing in front of, I think it was snowing, he's standing in front of Josh Allen, and he's throwing his hands up, talking about give me the ball, ultimately what the hell are we doing complaining, right? The team last year, as I mentioned, shifted gears, fired the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, and went with Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator. And Brady clearly said, we're no more forcing the football down the field to Diggs. We're going to run the football. We're going to be run-centric and then spin the ball off the run, which meant that Diggs' numbers – obviously dropped, and call it what you want, it was a moving on from Stephon Diggs. Then the team trades Stephon Diggs. Since then, Stephon Diggs has somebody made the comment on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, somebody in the media, I think, made a comment about you know, Josh will be okay without Diggs. And Diggs basically said, you think so, kind of deal.
Yep.
And he responded in that kind of way. And Josh Allen has gone on to be right now the I would say the lead horse in the MVP race. It's early, but that's how well he's played. And then Josh Allen a little earlier this year making the comments about it's and he can say it's not directed at Diggs, which I don't believe that Josh Allen was directed at Diggs. I do believe that Josh Allen grew tired of what the dynamic was in Buffalo when Stephon Diggs was a big part of it. Whatever role you may think he played, he was a part of that. That's no longer there, and he's got a bunch of guys that aren't one receivers. They're not divas, and everybody is happy when they get two catches. Everybody is happy to be a starter. Everybody is happy to catch a touchdown. Josh Allen commented this year, and the media ran with it, about how nice it is to just have a group that's worried about winning versus ultimately getting catches, getting targets, and scoring touchdowns. Indirectly or directly, however you want to look at it, that has something to do with Stephon Diggs. So this is a big game, I think, first and foremost for Stephon Diggs against his old employer, the Buffalo Bills, who, let's call it what it is, they chose to move on from a great player.
Yeah, it sure is a big game for Diggs. Look, when he faced the Vikings earlier this year, I thought that was a big game too, and he led the team in targets and had a good day
Great, yeah.
And I think this is even bigger for Diggs because this is more recent. There was a bad breakup in Minnesota, but that was, 5 years ago? This just happened a few months ago. And so the way I look at this game in particular, if you want to look at Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, I think this is the battle. Josh Allen obviously is more concerned about the war, which is showing he could have a great career moving forward without Stephon Diggs. Diggs wants to show on Sunday as they go head-to-head, who knows how many more opportunities he'll have, that you made a mistake letting me go. And so it's almost like in a relationship, if you are with a new partner and that partner's ex is going to be at an event you're going to, and Diggs is that ex, right? You're dating somebody who dumped Stephon Diggs believing, I'm better off without him. And so Diggs is going to that same event now with the ex and their new partner thinking, I'm going to screw up their night and then go home. He'll be feeling happy. But those two might go on to have a great marriage and a happy life moving forward. So Diggs is always going to hold on to that night. Like, I screwed up Josh Allen's day. But if Josh Allen continues to play really good football the rest of his career without Diggs, he won't think so much about this game. He'll think about the Hall of Fame career he's put together. So all that's to say, Sunday in a vacuum, I think it's a much bigger deal for Diggs. I think it's a big deal. But for Josh Allen, it's, to me, more of just another game because he still has to prove himself that I'm just as good of a quarterback without Diggs moving forward.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with you. I think that from a quarterback's perspective, just generally speaking, it's normal. In fact, it's difficult to not just be concerned with winning. Right, I mean, there's so much. If you let one thing, which may be the problem when Diggs was there, was you let something kind of over almost consume you more important than just winning.
Right,
that's the bigger problem. So I think it's hard. It's going to be hard for Josh Allen to be in a spot where it's like, yeah, man, I'm more worried about what the hell Diggs is doing. Mm-hmm. That's why I phrased it the way I did. What's on the line for Diggs? Look, if Diggs has got to play well.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this is about, like, for Diggs, and I know it's, I hope it's about winning for Diggs no matter what. But, like, even if the Texans win, if Diggs has two or three catches and isn't a play a major factor, then the narrative, it's all going to be drummed back up next week about, hey, does Diggs have anything left? Did Josh really need Diggs? Mm-hmm. And so Diggs is the one that's got a lot on the line here, just relative to, you know, what the narrative is about him moving forward, because it's a contract year.
Right.
And so that narrative matters. Don't tell me that the NFL teams don't listen to narratives and don't pay attention to what the hell's going on. And so I just think he needs to play well. Josh needs to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Josh needs to win. Diggs needs, and not just play well, like 6-7 catches, 50, 60 yards, that ain't going to cut it. Like, he needs to play well with a touchdown or more. He needs to play well with 100 yards or more. Like, there's a lot on the line for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to put it. Absolutely, for Sunday. And for Diggs, look, I was worried in that Minnesota game because we know he's a very emotional guy. I was concerned that could bring up some of those emotions that if he's not getting the football. And he had plenty of targets, had plenty of catches, played well. The game obviously didn't go well. So I'm just curious, Sunday, we've seen this Texans team as a whole have problems with some discipline this year in terms of maybe their emotions with the penalties and some extracurricular activities with the opposition in some of these games, most notably against the Bears. So bringing it back to the topic here, my concern is if things are not going well Sunday for Diggs, can he continue to keep the focus on the team winning the game as opposed to I got to show these former guys what I can do? Can he use those emotions for a positive instead of, you know, some of those outbursts we saw in the past where he's fired up on the sideline.
Well, there goes you another storyline, right? I think this is going to be a tight ball game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.